Brocon Show right here on 720 WGN Chicago. All right, there is a story today, trickily headlined, "Don't Kiss the Baby." I don't like to kiss the babies. I like to smell their heads. I don't like to kiss them.
Smell their heads?
Yeah, they're sounding like a newborn baby. There's a whole thing that goes on there.
It's just got a really weird image of you just like up against a baby like...
Thank you, Lauren. That would be about right. And people know.
Yeah, that Rokan, he's an odd one.
The point is that there's a story today about a virus that in adults is not that big of a deal. It presents as a cold, maybe a, you know, sort of a bad cold, but it just as a cold. And people get over it. It's called RSV.
Mm.
But if babies or young kids under the age of 2, essentially, contract this, it could be devastating
yes.
to them. Jen Matzak is joining us. She is with Northwestern Medicine. She is a doctor, pediatric hospitalist in Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. And we just learned, our own Lauren Lapka, who sits here and does mm-hmm. the traffic and the weather and is our fact checker for the program, has contracted this as a baby yourself, right?
Yeah, just a few weeks old. I had to go to the hospital, stay in there 2 to 3 days. It did not look good. My mom was terrified. It was pretty bad. IVs everywhere, oxygen. It's scary because really it just presents itself as a cold and as a baby. Obviously, it's hard to tell what's truly wrong.
So explain, doctor, why it is so bad for babies when it's certainly manageable by adults.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems that babies and young kids have are getting over the secretions or handling their secretions the same way an older kid or an adult would. And so these runny nose and these thick secretions can really affect their appetites and lead to dehydration and difficulty breathing that, Lauren, like you did, like would need some supplemental oxygen and just to help support them through this illness.
Now, how do you know if you have RSV versus a different cold, or is it any one of those upper respiratory viruses that you have to worry about if you're the adult and you've got a new baby in your life?
That's a good question. RSV is certainly not the only virus running around right now creating a problem. There are lots of other viruses and lots of great reasons to only do things like kiss the clothes and toes. A parent once gave me that great advice, only kiss the clothes and toes of the little baby so you're not going to pass symptoms on. But, you know, little babies are just so much more susceptible to these viruses because of those symptoms. And it does start out so general and so subtle, and it can steamroll pretty quickly.
And it's all because the basic problem here, the mechanism for real serious illness is the fact that, as you just pointed out, the secretions get so thick, it creates trouble in breathing, it creates trouble in swallowing, which obviously changes exactly how what babies need most, right, which is to eat and to breathe.
Absolutely.
Breathing first, I guess. I should point that out.
Really quite contagious as well?
It is quite contagious, especially in the first 3 to 7 days of illness, and it can be, it can just catch like fire. It can spread so easily from coughing, sneezing, you know, wiping a secretion on anything like a doorknob or a countertop. And so going into like really crowded areas is a difficult thing to do when you have young children right now. Being worried about that is a real thing.
Yeah. And like flu season, too. Now, is there a certain amount of immunity for newborns? That you always hear that they get an immunity from their mother from birth?
Yeah, that would be helpful, certainly. But we do see a lot of infants who are breastfed and receiving those antibodies from their mothers contract RSV and get affected by it as well.
Is there a test for RSV?
There is a test for RSV. We sometimes perform it and we sometimes don't because the standard of treatment is usually supportive. So sometimes it doesn't matter if it's a positive RSV test. We certainly support the child or the patient the same way.
But as a
there's
parent,
no medicine for it, sadly.
Well, so dad, because it's a virus, right? So it's
exactly.
So dad comes home. He's got a cold. Mom's going to go, "You've got RSV. You have to move out of the house for the next." I mean, I just know how this goes. So that's, is there a way to get tested as an adult?
There is a way to get tested, but again, it doesn't affect how we recommend people try and keep their families and their young ones safe by controlling your own secretions, covering your mouth or your nose when you sneeze into your sleeve, washing your hands. Can never do that too much this time of the year. And try and not have any close contact with infants or small children when you do have even the slightest symptoms of a cold.
All right. Doctor, thank you very much. Jen Matzak from Northwestern Medicine. Better knowledge means better health for you and your family. True, turn to Northwestern Medicine at nm.org/healthbeatnews for health tips, research, and so much more. Doctor, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Let's check in right now with Lauren Lapka, who survived RSV as a child. So
she
has related experience. Tell us about the traffic and the weather.